by so the end of Hallel, we say Birchas Hashir. So the Shulchan Aruch this brings down one minig. Mishabur brings two other minhagim. Shulchan Aruch's minig is that you say regular Hallel. At the end of regular Hallel, there's a paragraph which starts with the word Yehallelucha. So according to the minig of Shulchan Aruch, you do not say that paragraph at all immediately after Hallel. You start right away into Hallel Agadol, which is the 26 kilolam chastoys. Then you say Nishmas. At the end of Nishmas, you get to the paragraph of Yerushalayim. So Kimelam Adolam. You do not say the chasima. There you say the paragraph of Yehallelucha. And your choice of Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. That's the minute of the Shulchan Aruch. So you take the whole paragraph of Yehallelucha, and you put it at the end of Yishtabach with the Chasim of Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. That's the minute of the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishabura brings a second minute that you do say the paragraph of Yehallelucha right after Hallel. So you separate between the Hallel, what's called, our first one is Hallel Mitzrayim, with the paragraph of Yehallelucha, but you do not say the chasima of Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. You say till the end of the paragraph, but you do not say Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. Then you say Hallel Gadol, Nishmas Yishtabach, and then Brachos Vados Betov Adolom. Instead of saying Kem Melech Mohulah Batishbachos, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. So the chasima on the Hallel is a regular chasima of Melech Mohulah Batishbachos, but not in conjunction with the paragraph of Yehallelucha, in conjunction with the end of Yishtabach. That's the second, that's the minute that the Mishabur brings. Then he says, Yesh Armrim, that you're chosim at the end with the bracha of the regular bracha of Yishtabach. That's the minute of the Gra. So you look at Haggadahs, you'll see three different minhagim. You know, if you're always like this in my Seder, where people have different Haggadahs with different minhagim, and there's always a confusion, what are we supposed to do, right? So the Iker minig is the second minig of from Ashkenazim, is the second minig of, which is the minig of the Mishaburus mentions first, is that it's Hallel, and therefore the correct chasima for Hallel is Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. Okay, that's number one, which is the source of the Shulchan Aruch's minig and the source of the Mishabur's minig. But the Chazal said that you say Birchas Hashir in your Chosim. So what he understands that means you say Birchas Hashir, which is what we add in the Nishmas, etc. But your Chosim Melech Mohulah Batishbachos. So where do you say Halucha? You say Halucha after Halal. Like you always say Halucha after Halal. So that's the minig of the Mishabur. That seems to be the minig Ashkenaz. The Nusach Svard follows the minig of the Shulchan. If you're davening on the Nusach Svard, you follow the minig of even if you're an Ashkenazi. If you're davening Nusach Svard, not Sardi, you know, it seems that the Haggadahs which are Nusach Svard follow the minig of the Shulchan Aruch. And if you're a Gronik, so obviously you follow the Gron. So that's where that comes from. And now that's hopefully a little bit clearer. So you get to the last kais, and you drink the fourth kais. So it points out that we should drink enough to make sure that you're able to say bracha achrona, the ala gefen, and ala gefen is going back for the third kais also. And actually, the way we understood it before, really it's supposed to be actually going back for the first and second kais also. Because they were not part of the Suda. The problem which we had over there was, we mentioned from Rabbi Yashiv, that there's a time lapse between the first kais, so you say Ala Geffen, unless you have a very, very quick Seder. Right? There's a problem of a Ke'ichol of Shtiyah. And Rabbi Yashiv actually held you would say Ala Geffen after the first kais. So the second kais is part of the meal, and then you go into the meal, you drink during the meal also. The third kais and the fourth kais, usually there's not such a time lapse. We don't really, you know, say different perushim, etc. during the Hallel. We just basically say straight, so there's not such a large time lapse, unless you are major chazanim and you're singing your Hallel in a major way. Usually there's not such a time lapse over there. So a person now there is actually brought down, if you look at some Haggadahs, some of the older Haggadahs, it's actually not, you know, found in the newer Haggadahs, because the Iker Pesach is not like that. They have the fourth kais after the piyutim, or before Chag Gadja, or for Echad Miyudeya. Have you ever seen that? Okay. It's a minhag from the Rama Rutenberg. Rama Rutenberg did that. He said he did that because since the lachas, we'll see in a second, that you can't drink afterwards. So he would wait till the end to do it. So he lit like he had a chance to get his drink in before he finished. You know, because by the time he got to the end of all the songs, or he didn't. And if you actually look at his from his, he didn't have the piyut of Chag Gadra or the piyut of Echad Miyudeya. So Mama said at the end. He said at the end of all of the piyutim which were brought down to say. So he said at the end of the piyutim. It's a either he's saying a tremendous kiddush because the Chara Betzim, it was niskan on halal, or you hear from him they understood that the piyutim that we say at the end weren't stam piyutim, that this was a minhag Yisrael to be mamshik and say more halal till we said there's halal of Tillim, there's halal of Birchas Hashir, and he held that you're allowed to be moisif and you're halal by saying other piyutim that the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't stam, you just songs. It was mamish part of the, he understood this is part of the halal process that you're allowed to be moisif. So even though we don't do that, like we say it earlier, but you get a little bit of a derech eretz for the piyutim. They're not stam, we're having a song fest at the end of and you also understand why like Echad Miyudeya or the other ones seem to be much more clearly connected to the Seder Echad Miyudeya and Chag Gadra, there's a lot of different piyushim in the Masr, why it's shayach to the Seder, but it's not clearly connected to the Seder. That's what makes sense. Sort of. So what are you allowed to drink after? So look, you can't eat after the Kavim, you're allowed to drink, obviously. So what do you? But we limit after the two kais which you have to drink. You're not supposed to drink more because you don't want to be about the tam of the afikoyman. The Iker problem is tam afikoyman. There's no din of being mash or tam yayin in your pet. The issue is because of tam av afikoyman. So what's the issue? So mashka so yayin is clearly us. You can't do much of other kais. Number one. Mashka Mashaker, so Mashka Mashaker, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's also Osir. We don't want you to drink it. That was included in the Isir. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shita which says that even if it's not Mashka Mashaker, but someone has a dinner, Chamar Medina, you shouldn't drink. So we may mention that Chamar Medina is a drink which is given, people drink it not, as a social drink, not only for the purpose of being thirsty, but as a social drink. That's what Mershah's understanding of Chamar Medina. People get together over a cup of coffee. People get together. That's a thirsty. You enjoy it. I'll join you in a cup of coffee. I'll join you in a cup of tea. I'll join you in an orange juice. No, you don't drink orange juice to as a social gathering. So, but coffee or tea with them would mean the person won't have a coffee or tea after the end of the Seder. According to this, it would be a problem. And the last sheet that says only which is us that anything it's. Even if it's not mashka, which is mashka chamar medina, but it has a strong flavor, again, you have a problem. Our concern is tam afikoyman, to keep the flavor of the afikoyman in your mouth. So a strong flavored drink would be a problem, even if it's not chamar medina. So a person wants to drink orange juice, it has a flavor. Right? It's according to the first, according to the sheet of chamar medina, orange juice is pasha, not chamar medina. Ravadi has a chubi also, that orange juice is chamar medina. I don't know whether that's whether that's a cultural thing or not. I don't know, but there is a different definition of what the Chamar Medina is. Rebbele Meir Zatzal also held this: anything which became a very common drink in the country that's called Chamar Medina. So the Rosh Hashanah holds clearly that you can't make, you can't say Havdalah on Coke because it's not it's not something which you use as a social gather type of a social drink. Rebbele Meir lost itself. How you could say that became now the drink in the United States of America is Coke. I'm not gonna remember Coke versus Pepsi. Cola. So he said you could make a dollar. That's called Chamar Medina. So I think we're about to hold like that also. So that basically rules out almost everything. So he said like this. Malcolm, he says that they have tea without Mishabur Paskins. They have tea without sugar is mutter. The same thing with coffee. If you need, he says the Mokim Tsar Gadol, if a person for whatever reason really, really needs a drink and water is not going to do it for him, so he can rely on the Shita that Mashka is only Otsin Mashka Mashaka. I don't know why I'm saying this, just because I find it, there's an interesting connection. It's, if the issue is being Masher Tam, so Chazal Asher Achila, because they have to be Masher Tam. We see what Chazal also Asher Shtia, they have to be Masher Tam. Ein Matir Achayach Bezav Kamen is Lav Davka Achila, it means Shtia also. So therefore the Bar Hetet points out, so who then, even if you hold your loud of smoke on Yom Tiv, if you have a problem smoking after the Afikarmen, because you're going to affect the flavor of the Afikarmen. So I have an offer from the chap. I'm not endorsing smoking on Yom Tov. I'm not endorsing smoking, period. Right? But even if you hold that you're allowed to smoke, and even if you hold you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, but the Leil of the Seder, you shouldn't, you know, afterwards, because of the issue of Tam, it's going to be mafik, the Shulchan Aruch, the Sher Tshuva says it's going to be mafik Tam Matzah. Well, there's a minig that it's Leil Shimurim, so we leave the doors not to lock the doors. Magen Ram points out it's a welcome a shchich hazeka. You're not tzemach al anes. So I guess it depends if you live in in Brooklyn. I don't know what the halacha is. If you live in Baltimore, in Baltimore City, also I'm not sure what the halacha is. You live in Silver Spring, you leave the door unlocked. Okay. There is a minig. Some people have a minig to say shira shirim, and the idea is because the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is that a person really is chayv to be lasik behilchas haPesach ubitzias Mitzrayim l'saper benisim niflos shachakadosh baruch olav v'seinu asher chatfenu shina. So the person should do that asher chatfenu shina. Now, if he falls asleep l'chara and he wakes up again, he's not mukhri. But he was till you possibly you chap a drimel. So I chap the drimel. So now I'm not mukhri anymore. So if you dafka want to be mekayim this halacha, the eight says to fall asleep and then wake up. Okay. I'm sorry. The Maisa, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur says that if a person has to know himself, he realizes that by doing so and pushing himself and staying up, it's going to affect his davening the next day. And the simplest Yom Tov, etc. Simplest Yom Tov is you know is a mitzvah, Ikir than a chiyuv, etc. So a person who knows, so a person going to sleep because be able to be miskazik to get up in time for davening, etc. And you should be able to daven. That's not a problem. That's not what Chazal meant. Talk about a person who has physical strength and he's able to really push himself and stay awake. So it is proper. It's famous Biskarov. Biskarov says he never understood the shot. Never, you know, Kleisel is a fascinating thing. So Shavuos night, which is you know, it's come a minig makor, you know, a maisa based on a maisa with the an Arizal, right? That you stay up at Shavuos night, you know, it's not brought anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, it's not no such a loch of staying up Shavuos night. It's a minig based on the maisa with the Shloah Kaddish, you know, right? But he brings that there was a maisa with the Rizal that he held that you stay up. But, and Klai Yisrael Pasha, to say up Shavuos night, it's like Pasha Tzashalah, but Yarg Vayav, right? Leil Pesach, which is a halacha brought down that a person should stay up the night after the Seder, the person should stay up. Behilchos haPesach, he's Mitzrayim. It's brought down on Shulchan Aruch. Who stays up? Everybody goes to sleep. After the Seder, you go to sleep. Right? He says he doesn't understand Klal Yisrael. Just, you know, Klal Yisrael is interesting to him. And I, you know, he doesn't understand it. I have to tell you that I agree with the Brisker Rav. I don't understand Klal Yisrael either. Okay. I know this issue specifically, but I don't understand Klal Yisrael B'chol. Okay, so we've now finished the halachas of the Seder. What I want to do in the halachas of the Seder. So what I'm going to do the next few days. Today is Wednesday, so we're going to go through some basic halachas of Hilchos Bedika. Now we'll do the next few days of Hilchos Bedika, and if we have time permitting, maybe we'll hop around maybe some halachas just to talk about, explain some of the halachas of medicines and other different things. We could pick for. We're not going to have a lot of time left after that, so we have to figure out what, you know. But a few days left, we can go make some of the basic halachas of matzah. You know, the I guess foolish and the fuchas, and just understand some of those halachas or lishmo. What? Maybe some background, just understand the sugya. So when somebody asks you, like, what's the difference between this time out and that time out, it says, I don't know. So maybe I'll explain what that's about. There is interesting. If you do have time, it's kedai. Siman Tov Pei Vav. Siman Tov Pei Vav is one sif long. But it is the basic siman in Shulchan Aruch, where it describes halacha the size of a kazayis. It's not very long. It's one sif long. The shabur is not very long. It brings different sheets, etc. It's good to look at it, go through it, chaperine. So at least, again, you'll have some basic understanding of the different sheets, different machlokesim about the shir b'kazayis. Okay.